Do something you love, and you'll never work a day in your life. Just ask your favorite DJ.
The best music in the world.
The best.
The best music.
My favorite station.
99.7 Max FM. Ninety-nine-seven Max FM.
We'll be right back.
time, but I don't mind. Just wanna rock you, girl. I'll have whatever you have. Come on, let's give it a whirl. See, I've been watching you, and I like the way you move. So go ahead, girl, just do it. That ass shaking thing you do.
So you grab your girls and you grab a couple more, and they all can meet me in the middle of the floor. So the air is thick, it's smelling right. So you pass to the left and you sail to the right. Don't be so quick to walk away. Dance with me, I wanna rock your body. Please stay. Dance with me, you don't have to admit you walk away. Dance with me, just let me rock you to the break of day. Dance with me,
I don't mean no harm. Just wanna rock you, girl. You can move.
'90s and more. It's 99.7 Max FM, finishing up the workday today. If you have not played in a while dodgeball, this is your chance to showcase all those skills from growing up in the first ever dodgeball tournament benefiting Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. All the info coming up in 7 minutes.
You see it all around you.
Just hold on loosely, but don't let go. If you play too tight,
There's no stopping us now.
I actually get to hear different songs all day long.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron finishing up this beautiful Tuesday. The first ever dodgeball tournament benefiting Hope House of South Central Wisconsin is coming up at the end of April. It's going to be a great time. Oh, my goodness. I was such a dodgeball fanatic growing up, but I see that there's like lots of leagues and things getting popular these days. David Grant and the Max FM team will be at Sauk Prairie Middle School Saturday, April 26th. As we raise money for Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. And they've been impacted by the lack of funding in the recent years. So this is a great way to help a great organization and to register You can visit their website, hopehousescw.org, hopehousescw.org.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Every week, the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library does an amazing job of having some great events for kids of all ages. On Monday the 24th, cuddle up and be cozy with an evening story time from 6:30 until 7:30. There's Lullaby Club on Tuesday the 25th, along with Teen Tuesday card games from 4 until 5 p.m. And Wednesday continues with Story Tots Picture Book Party from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. And on Wednesday the 26th, it's Pokemon Club for ages 6 to 11 from 1:30 until 2:30. That's just some of the many events happening. Be sure to check out the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library's website and the events calendar for all the details. On Saturday, March 22nd, the Portage Center for the Arts will be hosting a K-8 student art show at the Drury Gallery inside the Portage Center for the Arts. Come see some of the amazing work from the youth of the area. You can find all the details at portagecenterforthearts.com. And with a number of springtime events coming up around the area, be sure to check out those area Chamber of Commerce websites for all the details.
Hey everybody, it's Bello Knott. You know the guy with the tall hair? Back for a limited time at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells for Bello's Circus Extreme Dinner Show. Complete with an all-you-can-eat meal of salad, pizza, lasagna, five acts from America's Got Talent. There's aerial thrills, adorable dogs, motorcycles in a cage, plus much, much more. And with lunch and dinner shows 6 days a week, it's family-friendly fun during spring break. But hurry, this show will end soon, so get your tickets now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
A setback for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' backup center, Jericho Sims, will be out for at least a month. Sims had surgery yesterday in New York after suffering torn ligaments in his right thumb. It happened early Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims, after the game, his right hand all taped up.
Happened the first few seconds I was in. I got caught on another player when I was cutting him off. Physical is just boxing out. I mean, that's something that we usually are good at, but, you know, it's certain teams. We tend to struggle with.
The Bucks open a 5-game road trip tonight against Golden State. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Denver for their game Thursday afternoon against Montana. Marquette will face New Mexico in Cleveland on Friday night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 14-8 out in Arizona. Infielder Bryce Terang sitting out with a sore shoulder. For now, it looks like Joey Ortiz will start at shortstop on opening day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
maximum hits for the Dells. 99.7 Max FM.
And more, 99.7 Max FM. And coming up this weekend, we're getting ready for some basketball games. Wisconsin going to be taking on Montana. Now, that game's over in Denver. And we kind of thought that they'd play Milwaukee. Not the case. March Madness really getting underway tonight, technically, with the first four games. But the Badgers playing Thursday against Montana at 12:30. And you can watch it on TNT. On Wisconsin, they got a lot to prove in this tournament. Will you pick them to the very end? That is the question.
Strike curious poses. They feel the heat between me and you.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We're helping out our friends at People Helping People. Another Brat Fry fundraiser. That and more coming up next.
Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
And more, 99.7 Max FM, helping out our friends at People Helping People. They're putting on another Brat Fry fundraiser once again the first weekend in April, 5th and 6th at their headquarters in Baraboo. And this time around, it benefits their career development program, preparing low-income and disadvantaged individuals for apprenticeships in skilled trades. And this is also Baraboo Mystery Weekend, which is a lot of fun. Grab a brat, grab some chips. Grab a hot dog, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, April 5th and 6th. Right around the corner from the radio station. 99.7 Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to summerjamwi.com to get your tickets now. Price increases this Friday, March 21st at midnight. Go to summerjamwi.com and get your tickets.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
When it comes to great deals on tax prep, Jackson Hewitt isn't holding back, and neither is this commercial. Their offer is so big, it has to be said with Reverb. Expert tax prep for $149 or less. It's a deal so spectacular, it needs a symphony, some explosions, and a clock ticking. Because this offer, $149 or less, ends soon. One expert tax prep for $149 or less? Try Jackson Hewitt today and save. Whew. Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After the U.S. carved out a 30-day ceasefire deal and got Ukraine's backing, President Trump today spoke with Russia's leader but did not get Vladimir Putin to agree, but he did to different terms. ABC's James Longman is in Kyiv.
And one imagines that the Trump administration has to reach out to President Zelensky to see if he's interested in this deal, because it is a new deal. Remember, Ukraine agreed to a conditionless ceasefire on the battlefield. What has now been agreed with President Putin is an agreement to stop hitting energy infrastructure, a mutual agreement if the Ukrainians agree. It's got nothing to do with the battlefield.
The threat of wildfires continuing across parts of the South and Midwest today, and a winter blast could impact residents from Nevada to Nebraska. The two astronauts who traveled to the International Space Station last June aboard the troubled Boeing Starliner are returning to Earth on a SpaceX mission splashed down off the coast of Florida. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Legislation requiring local sheriffs to obtain proof of citizenship from those arrested for a felony cleared the state assembly on Tuesday. Sheriffs who fail to follow the bill's provisions risk losing up to 15% of their county's state aid. The bill now heads to the Senate. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has already promised to veto the legislation. After a wait of over a year, school resource officers are in Milwaukee Public Schools. The city and MPS complied with court orders and had 25 officers in 11 schools on Monday. The Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection reminding Wisconsin farmers to check runoff risk before spreading manure. Farmers can check the runoff risk advisory forecast at the DATCAP website before spreading manure. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
City weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers possible late and a low in the upper 30s. On and off rain for tomorrow with some rumbles of thunder and a high in the mid-40s and breezy. Rain mixing with and then changing over to snow tomorrow night and windy, clearing Thursday. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. It's 63 right now.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, feeling your heart with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere, how could I let be so blind? We say
to hide, believe what I see.
you'll see what your love means to me in open arms.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.